Hare Krishna. Devotees left with nothing are right with Krishna. Some people believe that material prosperity indicates God's blessings, God's pleasure, God's favor. And material adversity indicates God's displeasure, His anger, His curse. So now this idea is one level of approaching God. Yes, if I want good, things happening to me at the material level, then I should worship God. But this is one level, but it's preliminary because it is highly self-centered. One thinks of God in terms of what He is going to do for me, and one does something for God only because He will do something for me. This is more or less a business attitude. Now, the Bhagavad Gita takes us far beyond this preliminary level of approaching God to the level of selfless love, where one focuses on Krishna simply for His pleasure, His service. One's center of consciousness is Krishna. So, at that level of consciousness, one doesn't focus on oneself, on what one is gaining and what one is losing. One simply focuses on Krishna. Now, this does not mean, of course, that devotees divorce material things from Krishna. No, devotees also understand that Krishna is the proprietor of everything. So everything in this world, even the material things that we possess or we would like to possess, they all belong to Krishna and they can be used in His service. So at the same time, we also need to be aware that the things which you can use in His service, they can also use as in Maya's service. That means, if when you come in contact with material things, it may be technology, it may be books, which we feel we can read and then we can learn something, how to serve Krishna better, get some ideas for serving Krishna, or even wealth itself. So, all these things can be used in Krishna's service, but if we start thinking of them as alternative sources of pleasure, which can make us happy without Krishna. Oh, I have got money, I can be happy. Why do I need Krishna? I've got so much technological gadgetry. These itself are enough for making me happy. So then, this sort of notion where we see material things as independent sources of pleasure, which make Krishna redundant, then we get distracted from the path of devotion. And when such distractions are possible, they're always possible because we're in the material world and distractions and the material things can always tempt us. So, keeping this in mind, when a devotee sometimes loses material things, then the devotee doesn't become disturbed, doesn't become dejected, doesn't think that Krishna is cursing me for this. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, 88th chapter, describes that actually a devotee sees such exceptions, such adversity as mercy of Krishna. Yasya hamanugranami harishye taddhanam shanai todhanam tijatyasya sujana dukha dukhita. So, that's Krishna tells Arjuna, Krishna tells Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj has lost everything. And he asks, how is it that, we Pandavas were your devotees, how is it that we lost everything? So Krishna says that to those whom I bestow special mercy, I take everything away from them, and then they are focused, then they are forced to take shelter of me alone because all other shelters are taken away from them. So, if we can imbibe this vision, then we can, when problems come in our life, when we lose many of the things which are important for us in our material life, then instead of getting seeing that as adversity, we can see it as an opportunity. Oh, these distractions which would have taken me away from Krishna, now they have gone away. Now, I have nothing else, so I can focus on Krishna single-mindedly. And that way, we can actually go closer to Krishna. So, in this way, devotees who left with nothing can be right with Krishna. Right with Krishna means they are rightly situated in their relationship with Krishna and they are right with Krishna. They are close to Krishna. And in fact, those situations of adversity can be the experience, situations when we experience the greatest closeness to Krishna. We can feel His presence with great intensity. And further through the experience, our relationship with Krishna will become deeper, and we can go closer to Him by that. So, now this does not itself mean that we have to court troubles, court adversity, thinking that this will take me closer to Krishna. No. There is one extreme that we go out of our way to take trouble, which very few people do, and which should not be done. Nor should we go to the other extreme and think that, oh, if I can make material arrangements by which I will get out of trouble, then by being out of trouble in that way, I will be closer to Krishna. Because the fact that Krishna has solved problems in my life indicates that Krishna is pleased with me. No, actually our proximity to Krishna doesn't depend on whether things are going materially right or wrong. Our proximity to Krishna depends on the steadiness and the seriousness of our practice of bhakti. So, the Bhagavad Gita describes in the 12th chapter, 16th verse, Anepeksha shuchir daksha udasino gatavyatha sarvarambha parityagi bhakta same priyaha. So Krishna says, this devotee is very dear to me. What is that devotee? Anapekshaha. The devotee does not expect material things too much. Shuchir daksha, the other qualities are described also. Clean, pure, expert. For us, what is relevant is udasino gatavyatha, is detached, indifferent, and so therefore is not overwhelmed with anxiety for material things. Sarvarambha parityagi, and does not make endeavors for getting material things. So the devotee is not craving, slaving, or worrying about material things. So the devotee, such a devotee can be steady in Krishna's service, and Krishna is pleased with such a devotee. So by following the footsteps of such devotees, by trying to imbibe the mood of such devotees, we can also be steady in our devotion, grow in our devotion. We can live with Krishna in this very life. That means we can live in His presence. And at the end of our life, we will return, we will go to Krishna to live with Him eternally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.